Street, Paul. The 57th Street Project, which has resulted in the stretch of road, along with TWP Road 582 in the county of St. Paul, being closed through most of the summer and fall, is nearing completion, although there has been some extra costs incurred by the town of St. Paul for its portion of the project. During the October 12 regular council meeting, Sow Stephen Jeffery recommended council approve $100,000 in addition funds be directed to the project. We are in the paving stage of our long-awaited 57th Street project, and I've discovered a difference in the asphalt structure between 57th Street and TWP Road 582, explained Jeffery. The reality is that the county's portion of road will see a thicker asphalt structure than what 57th Street is scheduled to receive. To be more specific, TWP Road 582 will receive a 150mm lift and 57th Street will receive a 110mm lift. Jeffery said he asked engineers why there was a difference in asphalt structure, and the answer was that it was the geotechnical team who recommended the difference because traffic should be traveling slower on 57th Street, compared to speeds along TWP Road 582. Although that statement might be true, Jeffery said he was hesitant to create two different asphalt surfaces that have the exact same base treatment and granular structure. Another worry I have is that our portion will inevitably see much more twisting and turning of heavy trucks with the county of St. Paul, Public Works entrance and extreme oil field, said the Sow. To do the work right now, and put an additional 40mm overlay, it will cost $100,000. The cost to do the additional overlay in a couple years would be 2.5 times more money than doing it now, explained Jeffery. This would bring the paving portion of the project to $362,000 from $267,970, said Jeffery. He requested council apply funds previously dedicated to the future purchase of a used tandem gravel truck and a roller packer be applied to the 57th Street project instead. A motion by Count Ron Boisvert to reallocated the funds was approved by council. I'm glad you caught that, said Boisvert. He noted that many of the trucks using the road carry heavy loads. We probably would have had to look at it in a couple years. The town will have to rebudget for the two pieces of equipment, if the new public works director still deems them to be necessary.